ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD, now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So glad you're with us. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about how we can live longer. There's some new research that's really cool, and it's simple, and it's so easy to implement. So if you want to live longer, you want to stay tuned to this. Also, I got a request this past week to work in this week into the show some more information on how we can get rid of kidney stones. So we've talked about it before, but yeah, we'll visit that again. And we'll see how much time we have because we got a bunch of other stuff we can really chat about, as well as a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Lifting them up in prayers, you know, lifting you, me, this entire nation up in prayer, asking for God's help, because, man, do we need somebody to right this ship. And I think we need to seek the Lord's face in mind and time, hit the knees, pray it up, because, you know, prayer has power. God is on his throne. He's got power. He's not helpless. And, of course, his will be done. But you know how it is. If you read your scripture, God is influenced by the prayers of the faithful. You know, he can change his mind on a couple of things. You know, he has in the past. So hit the knees, mind the time, seek the Lord's face, because time grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, thank you, Frank. Let's see, what's up? First up, let's, well, where am I here? In my quacka. Ah, it says some new research here that we discovered in the Journal of Emotion. Apparently, how you argue with people, they now say they can predict your health problems. So people that are prone to, you know, kind of being a hothead, they're at higher risks of, you know, cardiovascular problems like blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, you name it. Those who kind of, you know, kind of keep it all inside, they don't want to be confrontational, they tend to have more aches and pains and other health problems. But this is research that's being done. Where is this? University of California, Berkeley, Dr. Robert Levinson. He says, our findings reveal a new level of precision on emotions, how they're linked to your health, and how your behaviors over time predict the development of negative health outcomes. So, this is based on 20 years of data that they were looking at. Researchers took into account in their test group people's age, education, exercise, if they smoked, if they drank alcohol or caffeine, and overall the link between emotions and health outcomes were more pronounced for men. And the conversations, if you fly off the handle during a conversation, like I said, cardiovascular problems. If you kind of like barely speak, keep it all inside, you avoid eye contact, well, you probably get backaches, stiff neck, joints, muscle tension, that kind of thing. So, yeah, well, we're all connected. Moving along in the Quack report, fungicide chemicals, they say, are found to produce autism-like symptoms in animals. So there's more studies on this. Apparently, the fungicides cause inflammation of the nervous system. So these fungicides, they use them to coat fruits and vegetables and been shown to trigger gene changes in neurons similar to those in people that are affected by autism and Alzheimer's disease. So here's this research coming out of the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. There's a study that they're looking into these environmental substances and how they are contributing to health problems like autism and Alzheimer's. Their work is published in the Journal of Nature Communications, and they say autism spectrum disorders are a class of neurodevelopmental disorders that affect 1 in 100 children. They say the core symptoms of autism would be things like difficulties communicating, having social interactions, obsessive interests, and repetitive behaviors. Now get this, folks. The FDA admits methyl mercury fungicide was accidentally used in vaccines in the 1970s. Coincidence? I don't know. Do you believe in coincidences? All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, got some bad habits. Well, apparently you can use this device called the Pavlok to zap yourself out of the bad habit. It's a device that will shock you, give you a little zap of electricity. If you're trying to break a habit, let's say you want to lose weight and you don't want to overeat or you want to stop smoking, or if you're wasting too much time on the internet, well, have no fear. This device, taken from the behavioral scientist Ivan Pavlov, remember Pavlov's dog? Well, instead of reinforcing positive behavior, this reinforces negative for bad habits. It's a wristwatch, and it has a rechargeable battery. Every time you feel, let's say, a craving to pick up a cigarette or to eat a donut, whatever, you hit the little button, it gives you a little zap, and it just reinforces that craving with a negative response, so then you won't do it anymore. Well, they say pregnant women and minors under 18 shouldn't use it. Obviously, if you have a pacemaker, you shouldn't use it. But I'm saying, you know, it's Pavlov's dog. It's right along the line of an invisible fence for dogs, you know? Could have just used that, I guess. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
All right, Frank. Is it just me, or was that weird? That sounded kind of weird, the quacker, but okay. Are we sounding okay, Frank? Are we coming across okay? Anyway, we're going to be talking about living longer. Yeah. Do you want to live longer? Some people say no, don't care to. Others like, yes. Well, scientists have longed for the answers to what would help us live longer. And we've heard about recent research on the telomere length of our cell chromosomes, you know, dictating how long we live. And we've heard about monks who have lived for hundreds of years in the Himalayan mountains and their strict lifestyles. But what really is the key, if there is a key, to living longer? Well, is there really anything that we can do to extend our longevity, you know, maybe by a decade or more? Well, let's just check it out. Well, have you ever heard of the Blue Zone? Well, scientists are calling global locations where people tend to live longer, they call those areas the Blue Zone. So in this zone, it is not just an isolated one, you know, where two or three people outlive expectancies, okay? It's really areas where there is really a high percentage of people living longer lives. So there's this author and National Geographic explorer, Dan Buettner. He revealed in his book, Blue Zones, that he thinks that the formula for extending our lifespan is within our reach. It's pretty simple. So he has traveled the globe, and he thinks there is a blend of lifestyle elements that can change our lives forever. So he came across this one area on our planet that he calls the dementia-free blue zone. During his research for his book, Dan discovered an Aegean island that is called Icaria, where the people are free of dementia. So uncovering years of census data on this island, he learned that the people there also lived an average of 8 years longer than Americans. And that was just the average. So the people who lived inland on the island seemed to be more of an isolated culture, indicating, you know, they had some special health and long life issues going on there. So he wanted to find more about that. So he went in and he spent some time there, and he says what they do is they take time socializing, and, you know, they get together, they'll drink some wine, they'll play some games. Pretty easygoing community, and they like to be in touch with nature outside. So they're also a physically fit population. He says they hike. There's a kind of a rugged terrain area, so they get plenty of exercise and fresh air and sunshine. He says they often take a mid-afternoon nap, which tends to lower cellular stress. So their diet is the Mediterranean type of diet, you know, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, potatoes, olive oil. They're also very proficient in the use of medicinal herbs to help, you know, control their blood pressure and assist in their organ function. So they like to use rosemary, sage, and oregano in many of their daily dishes. And what are Americans doing, you know, with their diet, their location where they live, their lifestyle, their outlook on life? And they're not living as long. Think about this. Well, let's look at some common links. Dan Buettner discovered some very common links in certain areas of the world where people were healthier and living longer lives. And what he found sounds like pretty much like common sense, and it really puts a spotlight on the risks modern civilization presents to our health. So here are some of the highlights. One category was activity. He said Americans really don't move enough, and when they do, it's not as fluid as the cultures that are living longer. So when a body is not healthy, it does not have it doesn't have this move, this smooth movement of fluidity to it. So as a there's a definite indication, he says, on a person's stride when they walk. So a fluid stride indicates health, especially in the colon digestion area. But when there is this rigidness in the gait or the stride, it indicates some sort of congestion in the system. They decided that, I think, in World War II, when spies were trying to identify other spies, kind of thing, they would, you know, for hours watch tape and reel of the enemy walking, and they could actually identify an enemy spy by his walk. And they found out also that when they would go to Africa, the Africans have a very fluid walk, but of course they have really good digestion. They get lots of fiber. So this makes total sense, and Dan, I think, is pretty much correct on that. He also observed that the people who were living longer lived in what he calls in a walkable community, and they had their own gardens. They didn't have too many modern conveniences. So, you know, their kitchens were small and compact, and they could make meals quickly and simply. Wasn't a whole lot of gadgetry going on there. You know, they didn't have the rotisserie or anything like that. See? Another category was purpose. He said he also noticed that the people who confessed to live the longest had purpose to their lives. They actually lived 7 years longer, according to his research. So he declared that if we know what we're passionate about, we have healthy values, and we share our talents with other people, then we're going to live longer. Another category he lists is the character of the lifestyle we live. Reutner also refers to the lifestyle of people in these blue zones. He says they live in a way that reduces stress and inflammatory diseases. And this is important. He noticed that people did not have what Americans call age-related diseases. And he feels that their diet, their meditation, their prayer, their naps, their exercise really helped the people live longer. So Buettner reports that this kind of lifestyle really cuts, way back on the sedentary habits Americans tend to have, and also cuts way back on the calories by at least 20%. Now, one other important fact is that people of the blue zone have affordable lifestyles, so they don't have credit cards and credit issues and all that hanging over their heads. Another category was plant-based. They said that the diet of these living longer, these folks in all these blue zones, they ate mostly plants. The diet is heavy on beans, green plants, and whole grains. And if they eat meat, it's about 4 ounces of meat only twice a week. And in the blue zone areas, they're going to eat, he says, 7 times more vegetables than they do meat. And the meat, when they do eat it, is definitely either grass-fed or it's fish. And then there's this one category I just love. It's called the wine category. He points out that in a lot of these cultures, these folks drink responsibly, and they have wine every day. Now, if you look at your Bible in Psalms 104, verse 15, it says, "Wine that make glad the heart of men, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart." And of course, you know, the Bible was referring to organic sources of grapes for wine, non-GMO and unrefined grain for bread, and oils for the cardiovascular system, which, you know, is not, you know, overprocessed and still has its omega-3 fatty acids in it. So your olive oil, basically. Now, Buettner said that his research suggested that 2 glasses of wine daily exceeds extends your life, but he says by several years. And the most wine that they drank was 2 cups. They kind of limited it to 2 cups each day. So it most likely, you know, helps with digestion and also reduces some stress. And I think that's a good thing. You can relax a little bit. Also, there was this mention of dairy products, too. In the blue zone areas of the world, this is interesting. These cultures, if they did use any kind of animal milk product, It wasn't pasteurized or homogenized, and in most cases, it was from goats, goat milk, okay, goat cheese, that kind of thing. Another category he had was loyalty. He says his findings also showed that these cultures put family first, nurturing relationships and living in close proximity to aging parents was also a blueprint for their longevity. He said having people you can trust and count on extended life by an estimated 12 years. Hey, this makes total sense to me. Okay, let's say, you know, you're empty nester and your kids live on the other side of the country. Or you're in a blue zone, your kids live, you know, just over the little crest on that hill there. You know, a little knoll, you know, about 15-minute walk. Which would you rather have? Well, I guess it depends on your kids, right? But, you know, all in all, if you're friendly with your kids are pretty good, you raised them right, and they haven't departed from, you know, the good way you raised them, then you definitely want them close by you as you get older. It probably gives you some reassurance, some peace. Another category was faith. Bruttner, he couldn't escape this other correlation factor. He said that in these blue zones, people had a deep sense of belonging, and they were connected by their faith. And he says it didn't matter if it was Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, whatever. He says he concluded that having a strong faith added an extra 14 years to your life. He also had a category labeled friends. He noted that people in the blue zones living longer than other parts of the world also had a solid network of close friends. And it wasn't a bunch of them either, you know. They didn't have, you know, acquaintances or thousands of friends on Facebook. You can't be a good friend to that many people. So real friends, he says, are reliable, they're essentially family. An extended part of your family. So real friends are rational and they have a sound mind. And Bruttner said that these elements had a direct impact by adding several years to a person's life. If you got friends, real ones, you know, the ones you can call up at 3 a.m. If you got a problem. And they won't hang up on you. They won't say my cell phone battery died. All right. Well, here's a quote. Let's see. This is from Sally Bear. She wrote a book called 50 Secrets of the World's Longest Living People. And she studied people everywhere in Japan and Greece and Italy, India, China. And she says these specific people in these groups have 2 or 3 times the amount of people living past 100 years of age, 70% less chronic disease as well in these blue zones, you know. All right, so what are the global blue zones of the world? Well, let's go down the list. Andorra, it's a mountainous region between France and Spain. The Mediterranean, of course, with the Aegean Island, Icaria. Let's see, the Vilcabamba Valley in the Andes Mountains of Ecuador, the Himalayas. The Abkhazians and Georgians. They live in mountainous regions near the Black Sea, near Russia. The Maku in South China, Okinawa, Japan, of course, before the nuclear problem. Singapore, San Marino near Italy, or San Mario near Italy. Hong Kong, Australia, France, Canada, Switzerland, and Sweden. Apparently, those are the blue zones. Does the U.S. have any blue zones? Well, the longevity rates in certain areas of the United States where people are living past 100, were in the Northeast or Midwest sections. And it was thought because in part that families living, they were living in close proximity to each other. So they had some sort of, you know, connection there, loyalty, family, some real faith in your friends and family. So the states that have more people living to or past 100 are Hawaii, Minnesota, North Dakota, Connecticut, and Utah. There you go. So, you know, here we are. We have some cultural clues. Obviously, our ancient ancestors did things differently. You know, they took time to enjoy a meal. They often reclined on the floor or at a table. Often there was, you know, maybe just two meals a day that were served at noon and evening. And they had grains. The ancients used a lot of ancient grains like barley, flax, millet, spelt, wheat, non-GMO, of course. And the meats that they used, if they were Yevan meats, were lamb, a deer, antelope, ox, gazelle, goat, fish, quail, or chicken. If they had milk and curds, you know, it was probably from goats. They had eggs, of course, olive oil. And these were all staples. And they had a spice. If they had spices, it was salt, mustard, garlic, coriander, cumin, and fennel. Sometimes a little sage and rosemary, some other herbs as well. And of course, the beverage of choice was either water or wine. And fruits, nuts were in abundance, usually were the dessert. An ancient dish may have been lamb stew with figs with some wine, maybe an apple salad on the side. And if they did have dessert, it was raisins or barley cake, maybe with a little tea. And sometimes they would have fish and they would serve it with a honeycomb and baked onions. So the ancients, you know, knew how to cook simply for nutrition's sake. And they use combinations of spices, sweet and sour, to make the meal interesting and more satisfying. So, you know, herbs, some herbs, some research from the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, University of Rome, they're looking at some health benefits of some herbs. So when they push aside the folklore that, you know, some herbs kept spirits away, the researchers were finding herbs can actually extend longevity, offer mental clarity, and reduce inflammatory diseases. So one herb in particular was throughout the Mediterranean was rosemary, and it was based on some research that came up that the herb extended life to 100 years. Wow. So they wanted to prove that. So it's best really to include your herbs with a healthy lifestyle, rely on the herb. Get that regular exercise in as well. But it was interesting that the people that live in the Mediterranean area with their lifestyle, a large majority of the population are living longer, quite often past 100, whereas in the U.S., only a mere 0.02% reach 100 or are older here. So according to the research that you will find in the Journal of Neurochemistry and Nature Review Neuroscience, they are stating rosemary shows it supports your brain function with its carinostic acid, its romarinastic acid, and its antioxidants to help reduce inflammation, your stroke risk, protects your brain cells, and actually looking for a possible benefit rosemary may have towards cancer. How about that? So herbs are here for the service of man, Psalms 104, verse 14. And God can't lie, right? I got to take a break, but I'll be back. Stay where you are.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Talk. Hey, you know, that's Gwyneth Paltrow singing that. That's crazy, huh? All right, well, we're wrapping up this thing on how we can live longer, and I personally don't have any doubts that God created these medicinal herbs for our benefit. You know, they're here for the service of man. How could it not be for our benefit? So we can really tap into them if we choose to or not. But, you know, certain herbs perform certain actions, and some herbs, you know, provide nutrition to help balance and support your system. Some provide action to move substances like, you know, blood, mucus, and other bodily fluids. And some herbs are designed to draw out toxins. So learning how to use these types of herbs gives the user a whole lot of power over their health and their longevity. So why wait for science to make a pill out of rosemary when you already have this herb? And it's all together with all its phytonutrients. It's a whole food thing. So if you'd like to learn more about, you know, using herbs and, you know, that are certified whole food herbal products that can really empower you, well, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have rosemary and much, much more. Yes, they do. You can give them a call. The toll-free number, if you want to order or to request a free product catalog, is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Of course, they have a website. Visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They'll instruct you, educate you on the herb. It's a learning curve, but it's something that'll stay with you. It's like tying your shoes. You won't ever forget. Thepowerherbs.com, give them a call, 866-229-3663. Right now, they're having their Memorial Day special. And you can save 10% and get free U.S. ground ship on your orders of $65 or more. And that's good through the 31st of May. So you can use the coupon code on the shopping cart, MDAY, that's MDAY16. Should be posting that up on the homepage if it isn't there already. And that expires on the 31st, so take advantage of that. You know, if you're thinking about, hey, you know, I'm just thinking about doing a cleanse. Well, now's a good time. You'll save 10% and get free ship. Yep, yep. Get those toxins out. Relieve that cellular burden. Let the body go. Ooh, gosh, that's great. All right, we're going to move along. We're going to talk about how, if you tend to have kidney stones or you know somebody that does, how you can sidestep that problem. You know, kidney stones are kind of a common urinary problem, too common, really, in the United States. And we can expect about 10% of the U.S. population, that's 30 million people, to have this problem with kidney stones. Majority of them are going to be men. You guys out there, you have this way more frequently than us females do. So the men are three times more likely than women to develop kidney stones. And once you get them, it's a 40% more chance, likely chance, you'll keep getting them over the next 5 years, and 80% more likely over the next 25 years, unless you make some changes, because there's something you're doing that's making you, you know, vulnerable to getting them. So we're going to give you a heads up. So what are your risk points? Well, what are some people more prone to getting the kidney stones than others? Well, some factors that will increase your risk are going to be heredity, infections, medications you're taking, metabolic malfunctions, and, of course, your diet. One of the biggest areas is you have that control right now over your diet. So you, if you want to, need never have to experience a kidney stone again if you want to be proactive. It also should be noted that Caucasians are more predisposed to developing kidney stones than African Americans. And so you're more likely to develop kidney stones between the ages of 20 to 40 years of age. And you're more likely to develop them if you have a thyroid problem and you're taking thyroid hormonal medications or loop diuretics. If you're taking those two drugs, more likely to get kidney stones. So how do the stones develop? Well, the kidney stones are kind of these hard crystal substances. And they get separated from the urine, and then they accumulate on the inner lining of the kidney. And your kidneys are these really fine filters. They're like the consistency of tissue paper. So if you've got a Bible, and you know how fine those pages of your Bible are, tissue paper, really, it's like that, really fine. So the stone is made of calcium, oxalate, and phosphate, and when you don't have a good balance of chemicals in the urine to dissolve these elements, they're going to make stones and give you a problem in your kidneys. So what you eat affects these chemicals and crystal content of your urine. So what we would eat to help prevent this high buildup of calcium, oxalate, and phosphate? Well, it's really easy. You don't want to eat the Western diet, okay? Countries that adopt the Western way of eating, they get a tenfold increase in kidney stones. All right, so here are the types of kidney stones. Depending on your lifestyle and your family tree, you can develop specific types of kidney stones. So the calcium kidney stone is the most common, and that's when the calcium not used by your body gets flushed out into the urine. And if the calcium hangs around, it tends to bind to other waste materials in the kidneys, and then it forms a stone. Another kind of stone is the stervite, which contains more magnesium and ammonia, which is a waste product. These usually form after the urinary tract infection happens. So the uric acid stone is another one. It'll form when you got too much acid in your urine. And the rarest form of kidney stone is the cysteine stone, which is cysteine. It's an element of buildup, comes from muscles and nerves. It builds up in the urine and causes a cystinosis type of situation. And that's why they call it a cysteine stone. So what are the symptoms? Well, if you ever had a kidney stone, you already know. Most kidney stones can pass through the body undetected. The big stones that we really notice because they get stuck. They usually get stuck in the urinary tract and they block the flow of the urine, which can cause severe and persistent back and even side pain. Other symptoms will be blood in the urine, fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, cloudy urine, urine that has this bad odor to it, and a burning sensation when you urinate. So your physician will want you to do a complete medical history, physical exam, and maybe order some diagnostic procedures. And you may be subjected to a series of x-rays or of your kidneys or your bladder, maybe some dye injected through your vein, maybe an ultrasound. The x-ray could also show any tumors, stones, or other reasons for malfunction. So, of course, there is the urine analysis that can also check for cells like white and blood, red blood cells, and chemicals or protein in your urine. So you will probably get jabbed a little bit, get some blood taken to see if there's any unusual substances that could be promoting your stones. And a renal ultrasound, like I said, can actually be ordered. And that's pretty good because it can show the diameter of the stone. You can see, if there's a mass or a cyst. So, there are some pluses to getting examined to find out what you're dealing with. So what could be the prevention? Well, the National Institute of Diabetes and the Kidney Disease Institute recommends you drink more water, 12 glasses per day, and flush your stones out. Okay. Now, the beverages of choice that they recommend drinking are fruit juice, coffee, tea, and soda. I would never go there. Soda will, just pull the calcium right out of your bones and put them in your kidneys. Don't do that. So drugs that are also there to prevent calcium buildup, Dr. Stanley Goldfarb says that the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine in Philly, he says you want to change your diet to cut your risk in half. The Mayo Clinic agrees. Their test case of 108 patients changed their eating habits, drank more water, and they had no kidney stones for the next 5 years. So, no soda. All right. And anything that has lots of acids to it, wine, tea, coffee, obviously if you're going overboard on that, that'll be, probably putting a little strain on your kidneys there. So what are some of the dietary changes? What are recommended? Well, if you're prone to the kidney stones, people who cut back on all their meats, which reduces a lot of protein in the urine, they had fewer stones. If they cut the meat portions to 2 to 4 ounces per day, and it boosts their vegetable consumption, they had almost no stones. Sort of like the Mediterranean folk. If you can go to meat twice a week, mostly fruits and vegetables, you probably will never see the likes of a kidney stone again. So vegetarians have fewer stones, according to a study in Great Britain. Their study concluded that vegetable fiber was an antidote to kidney stones, mainly because it decreases the amount of calcium in the urine. Patients who went from vegetarian diets to meat-eating diets increased the calcium in their urine and their risk of kidney stones. Also, a study out of Halifax Stone Clinic at Camp Hill Medical Center, they said that those who ate more wheat or corn bran fiber dropped the calcium in the urine significantly, reduced the reoccurrence of kidney stones by 60%. Now, here's something that's interesting. After World War II, the people of Japan started to eat more of the Western type of diet, and their cases of kidney stones tripled. A study at Kinkai University in Osaka tested 370 patients, and those that drank more water and ate more vegetables with meals, avoided large dinners, and ate early in the evening before bed, 60% less likely to get kidney stones. Also, interestingly, the diet worked even if the patient had high calcium in their urine, if they were on prescribed medicines. So there you go. So here's some foods you might want to avoid. Foods that create that high oxalate count will produce the oxalate stones in the urine. Foods like sweet potatoes, baked beans, blackberries, rhubarb, and spinach, peanuts, tea, and chocolate. So if you want to reduce the animal calcium in foods, you know, and avoid the dairy. You want to cut back on that, if not eliminate it altogether, because that kind of calcium doesn't have the boron and magnesium to regulate the uptake anyway, so you're not getting that much calcium from that. Also, the key would be to get your calcium from your vegetables, your fruits, and your herbs instead. Doctors at Harvard School of Public Health conducted a very large study for about 4 years, and they said men who ate calcium lowered their risk of stones 34% over the men that restricted their calcium intake. So the study revealed that calcium helps prevent oxalate from entering the blood, filtering through the kidneys, creating a stone, and the calcium in natural foods is what they were talking about, not the calcium supplements. Okay. Now, also beverages, some beverages of choice if you're a kidney stone sufferer. Water, lots of it, is recommended. Restrict your alcohol to moderate consumption because alcohol boosts levels of calcium and dilate the citrus juices with more water. You want to do that. And other beverages you want to avoid are the hot tea, coffee, chocolate, hot chocolate, sodas, that kind of thing. They recommend 8 ounces of water every 4 hours while you're awake. Drink that. Now, if you need some more assistance, there's some medicinal herbs that can really help you out. Juniper berries have lots of oils in them that are known to dissolve kidney stones. Juniper is excellent for disinfecting the urinary tract as well, kidneys and bladder of any yeast and bacteria and other microbes. Now, if you have sensitive kidneys, you may want to avoid the juniper. So if you are, you know, already diagnosed with renal disease, renal failure, skip the juniper and you would use some other herbs instead. There is an upgraded cleanse called the Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit at Apothecary Herbs, that you can check that out. They also offer that in a juniper-free variety version, so you don't have to worry about the juniper. So check that out. Very effective, cleansing the kidney, bladder, strengthen the urethra, helps with urgency issues and stuff like that. So give them a call if you're interested and ask about the Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit. I think it's about $68. It's not a whole lot of money. You use it for about 2 weeks. An amazing thing to have in your cupboard, and it has a shelf life of 10 years. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. It's under the organ cleanses or the kits area, it's either one, and or just call and ask for the catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. Because it puts power in your hands. You're in control. You're not at the mercy. you're not at the mercy of people or the things going on, right? All right. Since we're talking about cleanses, and I got only, 10 minutes? Okay. So we're going to talk just briefly about bowel cleansing a little bit, because it's probably, out of all the cleanses, it's the most asked about cleanse. And because it's the first cleanse you do, and it's the one that is, I would say, offers the most benefit to the system overall, okay? And it's because it's the last stop of toxins that accumulate, and once you clean that up and open up that elimination channel, you have more of a free flow of toxins out of the system, and it reduces the cellular stress on your other organs. So the bowel cleanse is, in particular, a key cleanse to overall health. And a lot of people say that once they did their first bowel cleanse and they did it properly, they felt like a 400-pound gorilla was lifted off of their body. They just felt lighter. They had more focus. They weren't as distracted or foggy-headed. Some people lose 10 to 15 pounds when they do the cleanse. And it's not like you're starving or fasting on the cleanse. Far be it from that. It's just that you're getting rid of a whole lot of unwanted waste material that has been congested and lodging in the tissues. So, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if you move all the water out of our bodies, what are we? We're just a pile of 2 pounds of minerals or something like that. So, I mean, these bodies can really, you know, hold on to a lot of impurities and we don't need. Now, there's about 250,000 cases of bowel disease that crop up each year, and that's like 14 million people. And they wind up at the hospital suffering from all kinds of things. Really does wreck lives to have the bowel not functioning very well. And 2 million people get placed on disability because of malfunctioning bowels. Cost about $1 billion a year. So what kind of disease are we talking about? Well, we're talking about not just your average constipation, but we're talking about, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, your gallstones, which can be affected by the bowel, gastritis, reflux diseases, hemorrhoids, ulcers, pancreatitis, even Crohn's disease. So we're talking about a lot of things that are linked together, and the bowel is the key. So digestive malfunction is really a disease. When something's not working right, it's constipated, it's not free-flowing, it's not fluid, it's not operating like it should, well, then we get illness and disease. And we can become chronically ill with this area of the body. So there's like 12 new cases or 100,000 people each year that come down with a diagnosis of ulcerative colitis every year. 10 new cases of Crohn's disease or 100,000 people every year. Well, you know, it's each day, 10 new cases a day. That's a lot of people. Let's see, Canada's got the same problem. They got like 5 million people with bowel disorders like irritable bowel syndrome. A lot of inflammation, a lot of irritated tissue down there. And all you get is symptom management from our allopathic healthcare system. There are very few digestive disease cases in Africa because, like I said, the Africans get a lot of fiber, and they don't have the congestion of that organ like we do, and they have those very fluid strides to their walk. So having a sick digestive system is going to really complicate things. If you get diagnosed with Crohn's disease, you can have complications outside of the digestive tract. You'll get skin rashes, arthritis, inflamed eyes, and then your immune system is under attack because the digestive tract is not removing the toxins fast enough, so the immune system gets overworked. So Crohn's disease is really considered an autoimmune system disease now. And autoimmune diseases cause inflammation, and therefore irritable bowel syndrome can even fall into this category. So what it is really our diet, and we have failed to look at some of the symptoms, the signs that our body was communicating to us what was wrong. Some of them are subtle, and you can miss them. Some of them, you know, you can have them for years and you're just like, wow, you just think that's just the way it is, you know? So failure to eat properly, sometimes we don't realize we're allergic to our diet, can have a big impact. Toxic waste can build up in the system, and our whole body is fighting against this every day, 24/7. So let me give you an example. Growing up as a kid, I lived in a household, that, you know, was kind of based on what I would call Irish-type foods, you know, dishes. So there's meat and potatoes all the time. Vegetables, of course. I don't remember too much fresh stuff. Everything seemed to be more cooked. And lots of dairy. You know, lots and lots and lots of dairy. I mean, there was a glass of milk with your dinner. If you were a kid, that's what you had. And then, of course, dessert may have been pudding, again, dairy. So lots of dairy. And I didn't realize until I was in my 30s that I was allergic to dairy. And it totally messed up. It's not normal. So you should go 2-3 times a day, not 2 or 3 times a week. If you don't go 2 or 3 times a day and you're going 2 or 3 times a week, you will have toxins lodged in your colon tissue and you will have health problems crop up. So bowel cleansing. When I did my first bowel cleanse when I was in herb school, I got rid of some back pain I had. I felt great. My back pain never came back. Still haven't had it in almost 30 years. You know, so I thought I was stuck with that back pain. And it was very disabling. Back pain is very disabling. So don't let that stop you. I mean, herbs are here for the service of man. It really did serve me. It gave me liberation. It gave me back my health. And what you want to do is use herbs that pull all these impurities out of the colon tissue. And let me tell you, a bowel cleanse isn't about just moving the bowel and emptying the bowel, you know, like a laxative. That's not what it is. Okay? It's about pulling out toxins that have been there for years and then encapsulating them in the herbs in the cleanse so you don't reabsorb them and then expelling them. And it's also about toning that bowel muscle if it's sluggish or lazy. So there are ways to do that. And let me tell you, if you've been on laxatives for years and prescription drugs to move the colon for years, you've got a colon. You're risking atrophy of that colon muscle doing that, which isn't good. So if you're interested in cleansing, you know who to call. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, toll-free number is 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the website. And when you get your catalog, all your cleanses are in order and how you do them. Very easy to understand. But if you have questions, you know who to call. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they'll talk with you and help you understand. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yes, you can take the power back. You can. And be healthier and live more vital lives. And probably extend that life. You know, extend that longevity, get some rosemary, get some really good stuff. ThePowerHerbs.com. I'm out of time. Oh, my goodness. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.